everybody.
Hello!
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC Grayson.
JC.
I have bad news.
Oh no.
Your hello, it got chopped off by Discord. Like there was a little like second gap in the hello.
Oh no, do I need to run it back?
You can, but if it happens twice, that'll be embarrassing.
True. Maybe we don't risk it. Plus, like, it adds character to this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask if you want me to just, like, erase the little second of silence, but you're right. We'll keep it in.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Grayson, what's up?
Oh, so much. I'm living in a mess right now. Everything's a mess.
Oh my gosh. Not a mess. It's just gross. Like, things are strewn everywhere. Like, things are spilled. It's like a messy.
Well, nothing's spilled. There's no dirt. There's no grime. But there is stuff everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is there dust everywhere?
I mean, probably, but that's always the case with my apartment.
That's true. Not one for dusting, unfortunately. But it's okay.
No.
We all have our flaws. You got Maria.
True that.
So tell me about the mess.
Oh, yeah, I'm moving.
Okay, we know this.
Yes, I'm moving. And so we're packing right now.
Ayo. And,
you know, I don't know if you know this about me, JC, but I have a lot of stuff.
Heavy stuff, I would venture to add.
Yeah, heavy stuff and then just lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Many loads.
And it is in part because I'm a very sentimental person with my objects. I like my stuff. And I think I've described this to you before. I don't take a lot of photos. I don't remember time very well.
Yeah.
At all. So it's hard for me to like recall things, even about my own childhood, you know, which is kind of crazy to say. Like, I just have a very poor memory on that stuff. Wilson has a great memory, so if I ever need to, like, check back on something or, like, what year did we do this? He knows.
Okay.
But I just – it does not happen in my brain.
As much as I trust your brother to be accurate with his memory, I don't trust him to accurately retell, like, what happened. You know what I mean? I feel like he has a lot of – like, if he has a vested interest in skewing the narrative, he will.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But okay. Timelines, he's spot on.
Okay.
I don't have that. For me, I need a like physical object. I need a tangible object. And if I have that object in front of me or I can like look at it, then I can remember it. You know, like then I can remember everything that's happening. So for me, a lot of my memories are in these objects, in these things.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so if I need to remember something, I need the object, you know?
To quote one of the great poets of our time, sometimes a certain smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it, if I ever found it, try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Is that...
I'm going to guess that's 21 Pilots.
That's actually their most famous song. It's called Stressed Out, if you've ever heard of it.
Indeed, I have.
Okay. So I don't
know. Not a bad song.
What you were saying really resonated with me.
And oh, I
song
see. Well,
Stressed Out.
I don't know if mine is tied to smells.
Well, no, but he makes a candle out of it, and then it becomes a physical object.
I suppose so.
He'd probably only sell one. It'd be to his brother, because they have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from the creek we used to roam. Sorry, poetry just has a way of taking me.
Yeah, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
All that being said, my wife, she...
Well, you didn't say it in the funny voice.
I'm not doing that.
Grayson, you are the only friend in our friend group who can do it.
That's not true.
Who else can say my wife?
Anyone can say it.
No, but we can't say it for real.
I'm not doing it.
Sacha Baron Cohen, maybe not a poet, is one of the great artists of our time.
I don't know if I agree with that.
What the hell? You've never seen Juno?
No.
Okay. Me neither, actually.
Okay. But yeah, my wife, she is a much more organized person than I am. Much more. And she's always been of the mentality of like, as soon as something stops serving a purpose for you, just get rid of it. Why is it taking up space?
That's problematic.
I agree. It's at least problematic in the sense that I like my stuff. She hates my stuff with a burning passion.
This is very reminiscent of my grandparents' relationship. You being grandma and Issa being grandpa.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for Issa, what happens with this dynamic is, well, the non-hoarder gets beaten into submission by the hoarder because one is motivated by mental illness.
Well, I hope I win long term.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Right now. That's what I'm saying. Long term, you got this.
Yeah. Short term, I'm losing this battle. And I'll tell you, sometimes it kind of hurts my feelings because, to tell you the truth, when someone hates my stuff, it feels like they hate me because it's such an extension of me.
I'd say that's an accurate view of things, an accurate perception. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm trying to kind of untie those things. Because I do have to get rid of a lot of stuff for her sanity, for her sake. That's like a sacrifice I'm going to have to make. And let me tell you, I've done a good job, JC.
According to her, really, or according to you?
According to me.
Okay.
She's visibly and persistently frustrated by the amount of stuff I'm keeping. But my closet that we've gone through so far.
Yeah.
I've gotten rid of 5 trash bags and a large box worth of stuff.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah, for me, that's like a ton.
Yeah, I may have sounded sarcastic when I said that. I am not. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and that's just my closet. Like, that's just our most recent pass on my closet.
Yeah.
There was other stuff that left before.
Do you know what sucks, though, Grayson?
Hmm.
Is that one day you will keep moving up. You will enter a larger home and... like probably an actual house with the space to accommodate all these things. And you're going to be so sad that those 5 trash bags aren't going to be able to make. Because right now you have to make do. You're moving to a still pretty small space. But when you eventually will have like just like empty spare room laying around, it's going to be devastating.
So true. How am I going to fill it if I don't have my trash bags of stuff?
Yes. I'd say storage locker, storage unit for the foreseeable.
That may be an option at some point, but I think we're getting to a point where I have compressed enough that we're moving in the right direction where we can get everything into the new apartment.
Okay, let's hope.
Yeah. No, it's so much stuff, JC. I've gotten rid of so much.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You know, like, life goes on at the end of the day.
It may not. You may lose who you are when you don't have your belongings anymore, and you may lose your sense of self. And is that even the same life you're living at that point?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Because I'm also leaving my home of the past 5 years. I've lived in this apartment for 5 years.
You are going upstairs. You will be fine.
5 years, JC, I've lived in this apartment.
Like, if you were moving to Arkansas, I'd be like, wow. that's about it. But with this situation,
to clarify, it wouldn't be wow and amazement. It'd be wow and bewilderment that I would ever choose to move to Arkansas,
rural Arkansas too.
Arkansas is actually a very pretty state. I will have it known.
Yeah, I believe it.
Nothing against Arkansas.
We've talked before.
Who in their right mind would move there?
We talked. We talked about the search for the next Austin. Little Rock was in our like top 3.
True.
So I think those people would be in their right mind, but I don't know. I'll go to Arkansas. I'll give it a shot just for the podcast.
The process of that has just made an unbelievable mess. There's just so much stuff to get rid of. And she did give me a definitive list of the furniture I need to get rid of. Ones that she just can't compromise.
The non-negotiables.
Yep.
I hope that kitchen table is one of them.
Well, we do want to replace the kitchen table. We're not getting rid of it yet because we don't have a replacement yet.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Be rational.
But we are getting rid of the couch.
Good. Good. That one I'm also on board with.
We're getting rid of the weight bench.
Getting rid of it. Yeah, that one should be gone too. That's just a hazard. It doesn't get used.
We're getting rid of the dresser I have in my closet.
Okay. I don't even know what that thing looks like.
I've had it since I was like 6. So it's old.
I wish you like you could just bring it to like your parents, you know, because I anticipate that. If I ever do have to downsize, I can just bring my shit and stuff it in my parents' garage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad that you can't do that.
Yeah, I don't got that option.
You could just donate it to Steven. That's what, when I did actually have to get rid of furniture, I just asked Steven if he wanted it, and he always said yes. So if you like still want to see it every once in a while, you know, like that rocking chair.
Fair. Yeah.
Just throwing out ideas. But anything else on the list? Grayson, I need you right now. He's probably talking right now too, and probably thinking I can hear him, and that's a little embarrassing because I can't. And on Discord, he's not even lighting up green.
Oh, hello, hello.
Okay, I was about to start reciting more poetry, but oh. You're back. I was asking what else is on the list aside from the dresser and the couch and the weight bench.
The Wesley chair.
Okay, but that one, remember she said she'll wait?
No. Another one of my office chairs.
I'm ending the podcast if the Wesley chair is gone. That's my non-negotiable.
If you want it, come get it, brother.
That sounds like a threat.
Because, like, it's as of Saturday, it's gone.
As of Saturday? Give it to Will. Will will do it for the... Will's going to be up there on Saturday. Give it to him.
No, he's not.
He canceled?
Well, he said he called out of work, but he'll try and come up over the weekend because he's sick. He said, bad news is I have a low-grade fever. Just letting you know, I'm calling into work tomorrow. Hopefully I feel okay before the weekend, but I may not be able to come help you all move.
Listen, I prefer this to the alternative of him giving us all COVID again, so.
Yeah, no, like, I'd rather if he's at all sick, please stay away.
We've learned our lesson.
Yeah.
I hope. But yeah, that sounds like there will not be a Will this weekend.
Yeah. Which is fine, because we did hire movers.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. So, eventually my wife had me cave, and we're paying probably like $600-700 for movers.
That could have been 2 months of a rental unit or a storage unit.
So true.
Whatever.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other furniture. She doesn't like the mini fridge. That, which is crazy to me.
Oh, the one like in your kitchen?
In my living room, yeah.
And in the living where all the sparkling waters are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very college boy. Like, if two brothers that are in college live together, that belongs, you know? But when a husband and wife live together, the mini fridge with sparkling waters probably isn't the move.
Okay, well, I like the mini fridge, so I'm keeping it.
I could see it staying in, like, Wilson's bedroom, you know?
Yeah, that's what I, like, because he talked to her about the mini fridge prior to her talking to me about it, and he was like, listen, if you're getting rid of it, I'll just stick it in my room. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yep, that tracks. What else?
There's a couple of like little storage things, like little plastic storage things she wants to get rid of, but like those are whatever.
Little who cares? So the great Muda can table. Stay, right?
Yeah, that's already put into my long-term storage container.
Thank God, after so many years without him, to finally be reunited.
And then store it away for at least a year.
But only that amount of time.
Hopefully.
Definitely.
Okay. I think that's most of it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like this Issa fellow rules with an iron fist.
No kidding.
So, I apologize about that. But I hope the move goes well. I'd offer my services, but I don't know what my weekend is going to look like. I'll try to keep you abreast. It was a little more motivating when I thought Will was going to be there, of like, maybe I can find some time to stop by. But without Will, it's like, I'm just going to be there to watch some movers. You know? Please tell me it didn't disconnect again. I'm
here.
Okay, thank God.
All I said was, I also don't know if you'll have the energy.
Yeah, that's another thing. The weekends are a little rough. This past weekend, I went to all 3 days of ACL. And normally, I need to take my 48 hours on Saturday and Sunday to just recharge the batteries, if you will, Grayson.
So true.
ACL did not necessarily allow me to do that. But it did allow me to spend some wonderful time with Steven. We went to ACL together, all 3 days.
Before you move on to ACL,
okay.
I do want to mention we did get to see the apartment as well. We did tour the apartment.
Wow. How'd it go?
The rooms are smaller than my current rooms, which I kind of already knew, but they feel a lot smaller. And I think that kind of stressed Issa out a little bit further.
Ooh, that's rough.
But then the other thing that was actually kind of a pleasant surprise is the room that we're going to have as our office has its own balcony.
Hey, yo, that's cool.
It's not like a huge balcony. It's slightly bigger than the Juliet balcony, but aww. I just thought that was cool.
Okay, so could you realistically hang out on there? Okay, no. No is the answer.
Yeah.
So you have a window.
Yeah.
I guess that's
there's
good
a
news.
Lot of windows. It's actually very nice.
Okay, nice. That's so wonderful. Because you're in like the corner of the building now, right? Or no?
Right. So two sides of the apartment have windows.
Hey, yo. That is
all the
nice.
Bedrooms are on the outer wall, so they all have really nice windows. The dining area is like its own little thing off the side of the kitchen and its own kind of like cutout.
Yeah.
And so it has windows in the corner.
I was hoping
and it has
Wilson.
Like its own like super tall ceiling as well, which is kind of strange, hey, but kind of cool.
Like it's the only room with a vaulted ceiling?
You'll see it when you come visit. It's just like it's higher. Because you know how on my building, like the corners, they have those kind of like towers?
Yes.
My dining room is the tower.
Yes. This makes sense.
So it's like an elevated ceiling.
That's huge. So definitely we could fit the Elvis statue in there.
Yes.
That's really all that matters. That's so perfect. When do you get the keys?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Exciting. Big news. ACL. Steven and I went. We saw a bunch of bands. It was a grand old time. I actually, more than any other point in my life, I got to hang out with Steven's sister. She was with us the entire first day of the festival. I was going to not say her name because I didn't want Steven to get like weird about it. But.
Okay. Bleep me out.
I mean. 21, let me mark down the goddamn timestamp, Grayson.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's not a you thing. It's definitely a Steven thing, but like, okay. I put down the timestamp. Yes, Steven's sister. We got to hang out with her a whole bunch on Friday and Sunday. I will say the very first thing that I spoke to Steven's sister about involved you peripherally, Grayson.
Wait, really quick. Can we make a fake name for her?
I was going to ask that as well, but then I was like, would Steven be upset by that? I don't know. But I'll leave that discretion to you.
Okay, I'm calling her Sharon.
Sharon?
Yeah.
Why would you... Oh, her fake name, Sharon. I see. Yeah. Well, the first thing Sharon said to me, essentially, as soon as we got into the car on the way to ACL the first day, is that she had recently had an interaction with your brother.
Yes.
Knew this?
So you remember, yes.
Okay.
You remember when my brother came with me to Steven's place when Will was in town? You weren't there, but do you remember like this occurring?
Yeah, Steven told me a bit about it.
My brother was going to a party right after that at like the next apartment over.
I did hear about this. That sounds awesome. You could just pregame at Steven's and then go to a party.
Yeah.
That sounds like the perfect night.
Sharon was at that party.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what I heard. Did you hear anything further?
No.
Okay. So I don't remember necessarily how Sharon brought it up, but she was like, do you know Grayson's brother very well? I think it was something to that effect. And I was like, yeah, like, I of course I know Wilson. And she said, yeah, he hates his girlfriend. And I just thought it was a crazy takeaway for someone to have after, like, one interaction with someone. But I didn't get to unpack it the most, I don't think. But it was wild. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't really know. I wasn't at the party. But I guess, you know, I've had interactions where I've not necessarily thought the same, but been like, huh, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know. Wilson, you may need to clean your act up at these parties. But I guess he can heed that warning how he'd like, you know?
That is odd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's not ACL itself. ACL itself was a wonderful time. By the end of the weekend, Steven and I had the whole system, like, gamed. We were able to figure out how to get our free drinks, get, like, gift cards so we could, like, get discounts on all the food we were buying. It was really a spectacular, wonderful time. What else happened on the weekend of Grade the Gray?
You tell me, brother.
I mean, I don't know. It's a music festival. Steven was very just, like, go with the flow with everything. He kind of just let me decide where we were going and who we were seeing. And it was great. Like, Steven's a very good music festival companion. And I think he had a good time. Like, the impression I got from him is that he's, like, he'd be interested in doing it again. Because
that's good.
The last night of the festival, we got back to my place around, like, 7. But Steven wasn't feeling ready to drive yet just because he still had, like, a bit of alcohol in his system. So he stuck around for a while, and he called Will. And Will asked him the question of how would he rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. And can you guess what Steven rated ACL? His overall experience on a scale of 0 to 10?
Like a 6?
An 8.
Oh, that's pretty good.
For Steven, that is spectacular.
Yeah.
Like, I was blown away. So I think that tells me he had a good time, but I'd be down to go with him again.
Sick.
Yeah, they did confiscate my sunscreen day 2 of the festival, though. I did not like that. There was no contraband.
They didn't day 1?
No, they let me in day 1, and then day 2, some lady was like, "They're not, just so you know, they're not going to let you," like someone with the festival, was like, "You're not going to let you in with that. It's too big." And I said, "Oh, but they did yesterday." And she said, "You can try." I tried and they took it.
Oh.
So.
She was onto something.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's literally the generic sunscreen size that HEB sells. It's not big. Like, it's not a jumbo sunscreen. It is the cheapest, most rational size sunscreen at HEB. And that's
why are you walking around with a gallon of sunscreen, JC?
Because I'm so white, Grayson. It's not out of want. It's out of necessity. Okay.
Just piling that stuff on.
I mean, truly, yeah, because the first day I didn't bring a hat. So the sun was just beating down on my forehead and I could just feel it. So like maybe every 20 minutes I was applying a bit of sunscreen to my forehead. And I'm glad I did. I did not get burned. But I had to change that habit day 2. I had to go to the ACL bodega and buy a miniature thing of sunscreen for $5. I was pissed. But I did not get burnt. I somehow didn't get burnt from all 3 days in like the 90 degree weather. Most of it incredibly sunny. I know. Very impressed with myself. Food was okay at the festival. Drinks were expensive as fuck. I'd say the average price for a drink was around like $19.
Ew.
But I learned I really like, and I learned this from the free drinks we were able to get from being T-Mobile members, is I really like Topo Chico strawberry guava flavor. I'd never had a Topo Chico before, but it's really pleasant. You know? I don't know if you've had.
I'm trying to remember drinking a Topo Chico, and I don't really remember.
It's a seltzer, so I could picture you hating it.
Yeah, probably.
Out of all the seltzers, though, it was like maybe the fruitiest and less. It was more like sparkling water than seltzer, if that means anything to you. So, I don't know. I recommend it. They also had East Cider there, the blood orange one. That was huge. Good. The one thing I really regret is, do you know what Surfside is?
That sounds familiar, but not familiar enough for me to place it.
It's a 12-ounce alcoholic beverage. It is like an iced tea, but instead of like Twisted Tea where it's malt liquor, it's vodka, you know? So it's a like vodka iced tea drink. It's really good. I've had it a couple times. But I saw it on the menu at the bar under the mixed drink section, and it said Surfside Peach Tea Vodka, but like whatever it was. I was like, oh, okay, that sounds good. And it was $22. So I was like, they're making a mixed drink with the Surfside Vodka. And I gave it a shot. She brought it over to me after I paid. I paid $22 for just a 12-ounce can of it, Grayson. It was not a mixed drink. I wanted to lose it. But she was probably the nicest bartender I had the entire weekend. So, like, I didn't do anything, but I was really displeased. Like, I was so certain that it could not have been the miniature can. Because every other drink there is like a jumbo. Like, it's $20, but it's like either 16 or 24 ounces, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This was the most expensive can drink. It also still only like 4.5 ABV, and it was $22. I was upset.
I think rightfully so.
Yeah. So the second day, I think I only bought one drink, and then we got... Oh, also, day two and three, we snuck in shooters both days. Very easy to sneak in shooters to ACL if you've got underwear on, so...
Yeah, we've talked about this in the past, your methodology for sneaking shooters, and I still don't think that would work for me.
Steven did it, but Steven was a little more cautious. He put his in a Ziploc bag. I stuck them right in my thigh gap.
I guess good for you, brother. Could not be me.
Yeah, also, I will say the tough part about doing it for a festival like ACL is shooters are disgusting in ideal conditions. Shooters are I'd say, lethal when they're hot.
Yeah, in 90-degree weather, I don't think I'd want to be doing shooters.
Like a 99 shooter that's had time to, like, simmer in your crotch is not the best. Fortunately, I've kind of figured out my limits with the 99s. I will pretty much only drink the pickle flavor or the coffee flavor because the pickle and coffee are so strong that they kind of overwhelm the alcohol.
JC, those are the two most bizarre picks for shooter flavors I can imagine. Pickle and coffee?
I didn't mix them. Saturday I did pickle. I did three pickle shooters, and on Sunday I did three coffee shooters.
Even still, man.
I mean, if I were like mixing those streams, that would be even worse. I know it's bad to start with, and like just the fact that I have the desire to sneak alcohol into a music festival is probably in itself problematic to some extent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at least I'm not doing it super bad. You know, I'm not mixing the pickle and coffee drinks because that would be offensive.
Listen, just because it could be worse doesn't make what you did okay.
Well, it made the time better. So. And I stayed hydrated.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of hydration.
Okay.
JC, I've been so hydrated this week.
Hell yeah.
So hydrated.
Yo.
Are you
pissing a lot as a result?
Oh, of course.
Okay, just wanted to check in.
But my wonderful, beautiful wife has been talking for a while about getting me a matching Stanley because she goes around with her Stanley at all times. She has this pink Stanley. God. And it's one of the smaller ones. She got me a...
This is manipulation. She takes away all the belongings that are meaningful to you, and she says, here are some better belongings.
It is manipulation, but it's
wow.
Okay.
Wow, 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 wow. Continue.
Also, she's in the room, so, like, I gotta be careful. I don't want her to beat me.
Not on the podcast. Well, she's too smart to beat you while we're recording, you know? She'll wait till after.
Yeah, no, I at least have this moment of safety before she comes after me, you
But
know?
if you talk enough mess right now, you don't want to make it worse in about 30 minutes from now. You know? Like, why fuel that fire? So, Gray the Gray, what's your Stanley cup look like?
It's a black Stanley. It's 40 ounces.
Wow. That's many ounces.
And like, I got to tell you, I would go to work every day with a hydro flask, like a water bottle, you know?
Okay.
And have I told you about the bevvies?
Yeah. Is that like the fizzy shit you can do at your work?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I thought I was getting a fair amount of water in because I would drink like a full thing of the hydro flask. My hydro flask is also 40 ounces. I would drink at least one of those every single day at work.
Okay.
I did not anticipate the effect having a straw would have.
Oh, straws are how awesome. Much water.
Yeah. Through the roof. On Monday, I drank, I think, 200 ounces of water.
Hell yeah.
If not 240, just at work.
Hell yeah. I will say I
just
agree.
Downing them.
I use an Owala at the moment, and there's not a straw that like sticks out of it necessarily, but you can put your mouth right up to the rim and suck, and there's a straw that like goes into the bottle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And while my Owala holds less than my last bottle, I do think I drink maybe more water because the straw just, you don't have to tip it back anymore, you know?
Like, there's something psychological with straws where I'm just drinking.
It just feels good. You can stim with it.
Yeah. Like when it's there, I can't stop myself. I have my Stanley right next to me in the podcast. I'm just sipping at random.
Do you count your sips?
No. That was just me. That was psychotic like you. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, yeah, there is something psychological because you always have to do 5 sips at a time. Duh, you're going to drink more. But you're okay taking... Like, let's say 4 sips.
I'm fine taking 1 sip, brother.
Oh, wow.
I don't need to count up to 5.
How are you drinking that much water in a day when you're only doing single sips?
Big sips.
Wow.
But yeah, it's crazy. Because like, I went through, because now what I'll do is when I go to the bevy, I'll take both my Stanley and my Hydro Flask. They're both 40 ounces. So I'll fill them both up, and then when my Stanley is empty, I'll just fill it back up with the Hydro Flask.
Wow. This is huge.
And then I down that.
It is so huge. Happy. I'm so proud.
It's incredible. It is, like, the sheer amount of water I'm drinking is probably unhealthy, to be quite honest with you at this point.
Flush out those toxins.
I'm flushing like crazy, let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
If anything can be flushed out of me by drinking water, it's getting flushed out right now.
I see. Do your coworkers now get annoyed with you and call you piss boy because you're always running to go piss in the bathroom?
They should probably start.
Okay. They probably are behind your back, if I'm being real.
I think rightfully so.
Yeah.
But I'll own it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's not like an offensive thing, you know? It's just you haven't been doing it long enough for it to catch on. But
yeah,
it
maybe.
Certainly started.
But this may be the most hydrated week of my life.
Hell yeah. And you're feeling the best. Best week of your life?
No. Oh. I've been busy.
Was the best week of your life like 2 weeks ago when you got married?
Probably. That was pretty sick.
Okay.
Was also a month ago, not 2 weeks ago, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's crazy. It is insane. Because I've been meaning to like start the new season of Survivor. And I thought I was maybe like an episode behind. I just saw on my YouTube like subscription feed there was an interview put out with the 5th person eliminated from Survivor. So I'm almost a month and a half late to that party. So that does kind of track.
L.
Yeah, I agree, L. I miss when the days would kind of drag and I'd sit at home and could just kind of do whatever with my last job. I'm not describing childhood, to be clear. This was my last job. But, you know, it's okay.
It couldn't last forever.
I mean, not forever, but nothing does. It could have at least lasted more than, like, 3 years. 3 years was a long time. Very grateful for it, but it could have been longer.
Sorry, my wife is trying to plan food while I'm recording, and it's hard to communicate.
Whatever. Just do that.
Know,
just
right?
Say it out loud so that way the audience hears. They have something going into their ears. Yeah.
Listen.
I'm listening.
JC's listening. I got my wife right here. What do you want to do for food? Because I have leftovers from work and I can eat that. Would you rather do Jersey Mike's? Because I can always just eat that tomorrow because I'll be home.
You hear how he stuttered when he said Jersey Mike's? That woman so terrifies him.
I'm incredibly on board with Jersey Mike's. Okay. Sound good? Okay. Do you know my order?
Yep.
You know the full order?
I have it saved on my app.
Do you include the full extra meat?
Jersey Mike's way.
This.
Okay. I trust you.
I don't know if he trusts her or not, but he says he does.
Well, she says she has it saved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't they all?
Don't they all? Who's they all, actually? Now that
all your girlfriends. You only have one wife, but yeah?
You can't be making jokes like that.
Jokes? All your girlfriends from the past, they had your Jersey Mike's order saved. Did they not?
No, of course not.
Oh, shit. Well, then this is the one. Is the food stuff squared away?
I believe it is squared away.
Oh, are we good? God.
Okay. Thank you. Love you. I'm going to tap back in now.
No, don't tap back in. Lock back in.
Okay, I'll lock back in. Did you hear her say sorry?
No, I did not.
She said, sorry, JC James.
My middle name?
Yeah.
Is she saying it like in a scolding way? That's usually when I hear that.
No. She just thinks that it's fun that your name is JC James.
Okay. I've told you this before, but the patients also think my name is fun because it's like Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not even just the psychotic people now. Apparently, while I was gone on Monday or Tuesday, I was how they referred to me was Jesus. And I've been on the women's unit for the past 2 weeks. There's maybe only like one or two psychotic patients out of like.
Wait, they actually 40. Let you move to the women's unit?
Oh yeah, I guess they didn't talk about that for like two and a half weeks.
How's that going?
Now. It's been going great. I love it. They're all wonderful. People always complain about the women's unit. They're like, oh, they're so needy. Oh, there's so much crying. Oh, they're so needy. They're fucking awesome. I love it. It's made this job much more doable. I do feel a little bad because they don't put me on the other units now. It's just the women's unit, which I love. That is great for me. I feel bad for my coworkers, though, because I don't want it to be like, oh, I told them I won't work the psychotic unit anymore, because I did not. I said, I can't do the psychotic unit every day of the week. I will burn out. And they've replied by never putting me on the unit. But I feel bad because now I'm displacing other people who would have been on the women's unit over to that one, you know?
Yeah.
But I also don't want to go to my boss and be like, can I get more of the thing I was complaining about, you know?
No, definitely not. Because by the way, they reacted to your first statement, they just put you on the psychotic unit at all times.
Yes, exactly. So I don't know. What I've done is because there was one of my coworkers, Sarah. She's awesome. She's like one of my favorite people there. She was the number two tech on the women's unit because the number one tech, her name is Dez. She's the lead. She's been there for years. She's awesome. She's really cool. And I never really got to work with her until 2.5 weeks ago because she's always on the women's unit. But Sarah was the number two. She was pretty much always on the women's unit. But with the whole hospital shakeup, they've been kind of moving her around. Even before I was there, they were kind of moving her around, having her work with the kids, work on the psychotic co-ed one. And now that I'm on B every day as the second tech, there usually isn't a third tech. So I've just kind of displaced Sarah, and she hates the kids unit. It inspires so much dread and anxiety and fear in her. And basically what I've done, because she's the person that I'm impacting most, unfortunately, by being on the women's unit, is I've told her, hey, if they just keep putting me over here, we should just trade days. And so she sounded down for it, but she's also not the type of person to ask for that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I hope it works out, but and also all my other favorite coworkers are leaving because just everyone in the hospital is leaving in general. Since I've been there, I think 7 therapists have left. A bunch of the techs are leaving. The tech I'm probably closest to, Alexis, she put in her notice. this dude Dalton, who's like one of the bigger techs who would always help with the codes, his last day is tomorrow. Like, so many people have left. Like, the hospital is going to be so different and so weird. And one of my favorite therapists, and Andrea, she's leaving. It's just sad.
Tragic. But at least you're living the dream now.
I mean, I guess so. It is sad when everyone else is just leaving. You know, part of what made me want to stay so bad was all my coworkers. And now, like, so many of them are gone. I guess that's the nature of inpatient. It causes burnout. It causes people to not be there very long. Mm-hmm. But this is my first time going through it.
And you're sticking it out better than the rest of them.
I'm really not. I was on the verge of crying to my bosses just a week and a half ago. There were tears in my eyes.
About what?
That's what the conversation where they put me on the next day I showed up and they put me on the women's unit. Did I not talk about that on the podcast?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Basically, I left work one day or I was like going to clock out. And I was planning to go talk to my boss, like the director of nursing, to be like, hey, I know you said to wait a week to talk. It's only been half a week, but I'm really feeling like a little bit lied to because I was told this is a transition period of lowering the acuity of the unit and not accepting or admitting as many psychotic and manic patients. And yet today, our last five admissions, four of them are actively psychotic and manic. And that does not feel like a transition period. That just feels like we're pumping in more of what you told me wouldn't be happening. And I didn't even have to go look for her. I walked outside the unit to go clock out, and she was standing right there with one of my other bosses. And she looked at me and she said, how was your day? And I said, do you want me to be honest? And she said, of course. And then I explained everything about like how I was feeling in more depth about like it sucks like that the people that I spent the past 5 months working with and caring for most closely, like that group of mood disorder men, are now being shoved onto this other unit, and it's like it's no fault of the psychotic people, right? But like they're put in this space where they can't feel safe, and it's not a very healing environment, and my job is to be there and like tell them, oh, it's a safe space, when I don't even believe that. And it sucks that like in the corner of my eye at any given time is a patient who is like actively scared or like having their mental condition worsened by nature of them being in a psychiatric facility, you know? And as I was describing all of that, and like, I don't know, I went into more detail and stuff. I was like starting to like well up, and then the next day I showed up and they put me on the women's unit. So. But yeah, it's definitely buying me some more time there. I'm still looking and applying to other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But like I just don't know. It's so weird, everything there at the hospital. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then, like, I sat in for this town hall meeting we had. I went to, like, the third one of the day. I attended it via Zoom, and the CEO was there. And he was, like, wanting to address the merging of the mood disorder and the thought disorder unit. And he just wants to say, it's been a smash success. And I burst out laughing. Thankfully, I was on Zoom, and I was muted. But just, I thought he was about to address all the complaints, but instead he said how much of a success it's been because of how high the census is. And it confirmed for me everything I was kind of upset about, where it's like they're not planning to change anything. They're happy with how it is because they're making more money. Yeah. So that sucks. That's life, I guess.
That's life.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll bring in new coworkers who I also like and I'll develop great relationships with. Already, there's an intern therapist named Kate. She's wonderful. So I'm already replacing my friends. Sad state of affairs. And we're getting a new clock-in system, and the transition to the new one is happening over the weekend, and I finally got logged into the new clock-in and like workforce system, and it erased all my PTO I had approved, so I got to get that figured out.
Ooh.
Yep.
That seems like a big oversight.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. That's like, also, like, I'm one of, like, only three people that have been able to get that shit fixed and logged into the new system, because it's been, like, breaking and crashing and glitching for everyone. And so, basically, every single employee is filing an IT request to get their shit fixed. So.
Cool.
Yeah. I did learn the phrase the other day, though, that I will carry with me into the future. And that is pleasantly psychotic. And it's really a wonderful term. It's for the patient, like, it's what we've used to describe the patients that, like, end up on the women's unit, who they could probably be on the co-ed psychotic one, but their psychosis isn't really hurting anyone. It's just they're still, like, pretty nice and amiable, maybe just, like, a bit disorganized, or, like, a little out there, but overall, like, pleasant to get along with. And that's apparently called pleasantly psychotic. And they're really, really sweet patients every single time. They're, like, great to deal with. Sometimes they make the girls uncomfortable because, like, you know, they are experiencing a different reality, but for the most part, they're really cool. So pleasantly psychotic people are great. Just want to put that out there. You know?
They sound like they would just be, like, kooky cat ladies.
Yeah, that's, like, a really great description for, like, half of them. And then I don't even know. There's one other patient who, like, doesn't give kooky cat lady, but, like, is so sweet and supportive and is, like, so nice. But then if you engage her in, like, a more lengthy conversation, you're like, oh, fuck. There's a lot going on, you know? But on the surface, they're just, like, really sweet and nice. So, yeah. By the way, Grayson, just a bit of housekeeping. Forever ago on this podcast, I talked to you about my idea to maybe take a road trip out to Trump MAGA Burger. It's on the way to Houston, so, you know, Ren Fair might be the time. Well, we waited too long. Trump MAGA Burger is closed.
No.
Do you know why?
Why?
The owner was arrested by ICE. And thus marks the fall of Trump MAGA Burger.
Is that real?
Yes. Yes, it is. I only believe it because, like, Austin Statesman and, like, my SA, like, actual local news sources reported on it. So I do trust it. Unless I got by fake news, but I don't think I did, you know?
That is tragic.
Yeah. I don't think we mentioned it on the podcast, and it may have been a month and a half ago at this point. I've really lost that reference of time. Did you see on, like, Truth Social, like, Donald Trump's social media app, he reposted that video of a newscast?
The AI video?
The AI video where those are, like, announcing, like, Americans get, like, a free bed or some shit. Yep. Was there any, like, clarity on that? Like, why that got reposted by him?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to point out the obvious, but our president, who campaigned on getting rid of fake news, starting his own social media site and amplifying fake news, is pretty epic and awesome.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And that's just an opinion, you know?
Well, I think it's also infinitely funny that he spread fake news that he absolutely should have known was fake.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was not one, the AI was not convincing. And two, the story was so unbelievably absurd. I am more tempted to believe, like, I don't know. It's been a little while.
Well, it was fake video of him. You'd think he'd remember saying all of that.
You say that, and yet the White House is releasing fake video of him. Like, it, you know? Like, his little Charlie Kirk announcement was very blatantly AI. Do you not remember this?
No.
It was horrible. It was, like, the day of, or, like, the day after Charlie Kirk died. And it's, like, this like, still video of him sitting there at the desk. And it's, like, it was, like, during all the health rumors and blah, 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 blah. And I would dare you to go back and check it out and tell me that that thing was not AI generated. So I don't think he has any qualms with that, you know. But listen, if you want to use an AI video of you yourself, the president, making an announcement, that's fine if you mean what the announcement is. But when it's free beds, and I did not get my free bed.
Heal you.
Well, yeah, obviously, duh.
Heal all your ailments.
For the most part, yeah.
There is other housekeeping that we should probably get out of the way.
Okay, aside from Trump MAGA Burger closing down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of in the same vein of Renfest, Jordan and Chargle are both abandoning us.
Oh yeah, I didn't even want to think about that. We had plans to go to the Renaissance Festival around Halloween weekend, and Chargle just backed out yesterday, and I learned moments before this podcast that dear sweet Jordan of the Jordan Update that no longer exists also backed out.
Yeah, I think Jordan has a justified reason. She's going to go see Paul McCartney, and like, fair enough, you know?
I mean,
he was the walrus after all.
But she could have had mead with us. You know?
This is all true. I still know what she should have done.
Okay.
But I also, I can't be upset, you know?
And, like, I could see there being an argument there of, like, well, Paul McCartney's old. I don't, how much longer is he going to perform for? How much longer is he going to be alive for, right? Like, that's fair. Mm-hmm. What I say to that, if that is, and listen, we don't have Jordan on this podcast. She refuses to come on time after time. We can't get the word directly from her. But if that is her line of thinking, what I raise to her is the idea that people in their early 20s that experienced acute myopericarditis have a 25% mortality rate over 10 years. So I think, honestly, I'm more likely to die than Paul McCartney. And so she'll probably have more chances to see him again than drink mead with me and all of our friends at the Ren Fair again. Because I'm probably gone within the next couple.
True that.
Yeah. God willing. Maybe that she hasn't heard that argument or line of reasoning yet. Maybe this podcast will convince her to come attend with us. I would hope so, you know? Mm-hmm. And then Chargle's doing some, she's just gonna like dance with her friends
some
or
lame
some shit.
Garbage some junk.
Dumb
yeah.
bullshit.
Typical like at least Chargle Jordan bullshit. Had the decency to give us like a real reason.
Yeah.
Chargle's just like dancing or something stupid.
Like I said, typical Chargle bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just didn't want to repeat her biggest blunder. And we
I
all
mean,
know
honestly,
that's the excuse.
I cannot necessarily, I do blame her. It was her fault. She did everything bad and wrong in that moment. And we don't have to rehash it. But actually, can you describe for the listening audience what occurred last year at the
Ren
Fest?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
So we all went dressed up to the Ren Fair. And JC, you know, as you do for a Ren Fair, went as dressed as John Cena.
And his 2011 attire, like the orange outfit.
Yes, yes. Bright orange, very visible, very obvious. Everyone could see him. And upon entering the Ren Fair, he drew quite a bit of attention. I mean, it's John Cena in the flesh. How could he not draw attention? And as we're walking along, there are people, you know, pointing it out, you know, making comments. One guy does a perfect rendition of, and his name is John Cena, and then the theme music. Magnificent. Mm-hmm. Yes, truly. And then someone from our other side, as we're walking into this crowd, someone from the other side shouts out, "Where? I can't see him."
Wait, that's funny.
Yeah, obviously
that's
alluding
like the bit.
To. Yeah, everyone knows it. You can't see.
They John sell Cena, translucent but action figures of John Cena because of it.
You can't see him.
Yeah,
it's the whole thing.
Uh huh.
And Chargle,
in her infinite wisdom,
in her dim-witted ignorance.
Oh my God! Typical Chargle bullshit, as I call it.
Mm-hmm. Grabs JC's arm, drags him to the forefront of the crowd in front of everybody, and just jovially points at him and yells, "He's right here!"
Oh.
And I really can't explain the situation better than saying she abused you, JC. I think you're a victim.
I know I'm a victim. But if I am able to push past my trauma that was inflicted upon me to be there at the Ren Fair again this year, she should at least have the decency to do the same. I do want to say, congratulations. That was maybe the most spectacular retelling of the Chargle blunder yet. That one really inspired some true douche chills. in me. Like, that was a hard one to listen to, Grayson, and I appreciate you going through that. And honestly, traumatizing yourself, re-traumatizing. You're a witness to it. You were right there. Mm-hmm. You can experience PTSD by way of witnessing an event. You know, it need not occur directly to you. You can experience trauma simply by hearing about an event. So sorry to the listening audience on that one.
You can blame charcoal.
Yeah. As you can for most things, you know? Typical charcoal bullshit.
I do appreciate that my rendition has been getting better and better with time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're honing your
my craft.
Well, your craft, but I was trying to think of a way to articulate what that craft is.
Oration? Storytelling?
Well, it's a very specific kind that's trying to elicit discomfort. You're not even attempting to. You're attempting to retell with accuracy, and it just happens.
By its very nature.
To elicit those emotions. Yeah. But yeah, maybe storytelling is the right word. Spectacular job there, unfortunately for us.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, fuck you, Chargle. If I titled this episode Typical Chargle Bullshit, do you think she'll listen?
I don't know if you can put that in the title, can you?
I mean, why not?
No.
I could just do BS. I'll figure it out. Do you have a better idea for an episode title? You know, those woke
liberals at Spotify might try and censor us if we put that type of language in the title.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. I don't know if they're woke liberals, though. I think they use AI to make new musicians.
Woke liberals.
Oh, my God. Okay, I just didn't know. I got to do my research. Well, if they're woke liberals, they'll agree with us that this was traumatizing and not okay, and that we need to expose people like Chargle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know?
One would hope.
Well, we'll find out. Do you have a better idea for an episode title? We talked a lot about you moving.
Yeah, honestly, not really. That being said, I do have Friday and Monday off, so I'm pretty thrilled about that.
That is thrilling, in fact. What I'm thrilled by, Grayson, is that we just hit the 1 hour mark. Would you like to ride off into the sunset?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. Well, until next time, goodbye, everybody.
Adios!
B-O-Y-O-B-O-I. B-O-Y-O-B-O-I. It's the podcast.